Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. And I'll say it again because we're still in it. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year from me too.
Yeah, I'm Holly Fry.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
This week we talked about blood transfusions a whole bunch.
Sure did.
One of the reasons that I wanted to cover this topic and really revisit this narrative in a deeper sort of way is because I read Holly Tucker's book a while back, and I really loved it at the time, and was looking for a way to talk about Jean-Baptiste Denis. But the other thing that came up that really propelled this up my list was that I, you know, would occasionally stumble across mentions of him. And there was so much wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned, things that are sensationalized get retold often in ways that maybe aren't as rigorously researched as one might normally love. And so there were aspects of his case that would come up that were just completely wrong. Like a lot of articles say that he was the King Louis XIV's doctor, which was not the case. Like, the people that were working for King Louis XIV thought he was a heretic, like that he was this upstart. So all of that becomes an impulse for that helps drive my impulse to cover those subjects, because I know no one is intending to do anything wrong with that. But it's like those kinds of little details that get shifted in the retellings of things can often change the meanings of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to then erase all of the things, all of the ideologies that were in play and in debate at the time between that older guard of physicians and scientists in Paris and people like Denis, who were right or wrong in their methodology trying to propel science forward. As well as, you know, that other bigger story, if you widen out the circle of focus to France and England and their conflicts at the time, ideologically, and how this was part of that, that one little detail changes that all around.
Yeah.
As I said, I was also really, as much as it's uncomfortable to talk about some of these experiments and their ethics, it does open the door to talk about how people viewed animals in science in a way that is always important to me, as much as I don't love imagining things, but, like I mentioned during the episodes, I had never really thought about that idea that animals lived purer lives and were not as tainted by the behaviors of that humans indulge in.
That cracked me up a lot. Because, yeah, sure, sure. The animals are not going out and having, like, a drunken party at a seedy tavern, but they are licking their own behinds.
Right. 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 Which then gets to the... it opens that door again to discussing what was really considered problematic, right? Like, actual... germ theory filth was not as problematic as moral filth, which is just an interesting way to kind of frame any of the things that we look at from those periods of time. One thing that I didn't talk about that is also religious in nature, related to the work Denis was doing, that is kind of follows on that idea of animals having a purity about them, was that he was in some ways with some of his choices trying to gain the trust of the religious community. That choice of using a lamb in that first transfusion with the teenage boy was not accidental, because he recognized the symbolism of the lamb as related to Jesus Christ.
Oh. And thinking,
like, it is life-giving. I am just using science as a way to manifest something that we talk about all the time as important in religion, which was kind of an interesting way to frame that.
Now that you said that, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, so much blood talk, which I am lucky enough to not be particularly squeamish about medical stuff. I don't think I could ever do it. I could never be a doctor. But the ideas of it are pretty fascinating. Like, I will watch surgeries.
Yeah.
Find them fascinating. but yeah.
I love to watch the TV show Grey's Anatomy. And my spouse does not watch the show, but is sometimes in the room with me when I have it on, and has this uncanny ability to look at the screen exactly when somebody is, like, arm deep into an abdomen, and he's so horrified every time.
Aww.
Yeah, I also could not be a doctor because I cannot deal with the vomit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we didn't go into the descriptions, but I will say some of the descriptions of, like, the scenes where these things are taking place by the time they are over, as much as I don't think of myself as squeamish about blood at all, those were a little like, I don't know how you would stand there and not just, like,
yeah,
have a break with reality, lose your mind or lunch. Like,
yeah.
There are, you know, certainly some.
Yeah. Whenever I'm getting a physical and, you know, I'm at the phlebotomist station getting my blood drawn, I'm always watching because I'm fascinated.
Me
and
too.
Sometimes it kind of freaks out the person who's doing it. Like, are you okay? Yes, I'm totally fine. But that's also a way more controlled, less chaotic situation than the ones that we described in the episode.
Oh, it's spa-like by comparison, right? Right. I mean, the thing to think about, too, and I didn't mention it here, but we have talked about the development of it on the show before, is that anesthesia was not in the mix. So no one was getting any assistance in that regard, unless you count the dog that was given wine after the procedure, which still is like... Oh, man. Why would you do that? That's another thing, though, too, right? We talked about these instances where people were crowding around and watching these things being done, which also seems a bit ghoulish. And culturally, there was a comfort with that kind of gore, for lack of a better word, than we have today. But the more overriding thing was, I think, that they thought, like, I might be witnessing, like, a turning point in history. I might be part of something huge in this moment.
Or something might go terribly wrong, and I will get to watch that too.
Right. I don't think those are necessarily two different things.
Sure.
People can feel both of those. I will either get to be part of medical history, or I will be entertained by something kind of gross, which has its own appeal for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, knowing just a minimum of facts about blood transfusion that we know now, the first time I read through this outline, especially in part one, every time it got to another dog transfusion, I was like, this is the one where it's going to go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's also worth noting, right? Denis mostly was pretty successful, which is why he really thought, like, you guys are kneecapping the development of important science with these rulings. I'm showing you that this can be done and that it can work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are lots of other questions about that, right? Like, questions always come up about, okay, but exactly how much blood were they actually transfusing? It may have often been less than they thought. Right. We didn't have anticoagulants at the time, so
sure,
things would get very slow almost instantly. So those numbers of ounces that are transferred are kind of guesswork. On the one hand, he clearly had a bit of the showboater in him. Like, he completely welcomed even the detractors, because he definitely came from the school of any publicity is good publicity. But he also did seem pretty driven to actually, like, make progress.
Sure.
Which is, you know, those are also sometimes hard to hold those two ideas in one's mind about a person, because we tend to want to make them good guys or bad guys, which we learn every week is not realistic, because that's not how humans work. Anyway,
yeah,
here at the beginning of 2021, hope no one needs a transfusion, but if you do, I'm glad we have figured it out.
Hmm.
Oh, on that happy note, we hope you have a marvelous weekend. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit-tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.